All right, so one story that Femi didn't get to there was the World Series score. The Phillies won last night. It was a 46-hour delay due to weather, unprecedented in World Series history, but finally...
Phillies are world champions!
It was actually pretty exciting. They began in the sixth inning. It was tied 2-2, then 3-3, but 4-3 was the final score. Joining us now is Jeff Beresford Howe from San Francisco. Jeff, thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
And how would you – well, first of all, the Phillies are very happy this morning, and I guess it was in the very end there kind of an exciting moment for baseball.
Well, yeah, the last three innings were the best three innings of the whole series,
right.
Back and forth. Some tension, some clutch performances, everything that the entire rest of the series lacked.
Do you think that was because it was so late or the teams that got into the series? I mean, you have the Rays who were very young and scrappy and inexperienced, and you had the Phillies that maybe there was a lot riding on this. You also had the terrible weather problems. What made it so bad? And you've trashed this series on our air quite a lot.
Yeah, you hated it, Jeff. Hated it.
Well, and I still do, and a couple of things. One is that the Rays played way over their head in the first two playoff series. And, you know, in baseball, that's how it works. These are gifted athletes, and you cannot sustain that level of performance for very long. Everybody comes back to earth. So that was part of it. The weather was definitely part of it. The late starting times. The bad umpiring, the questionable game management decisions by Major League Baseball. And last night we saw what you can only describe as managerial malpractice by Joe Maddon, the Tampa Bay manager. There were four big batters when the game resumed: Jenkins, Burrell, Victorino, and Feliz. And he had absolutely the wrong guy pitching to each one of those guys, and it cost Tampa Bay the game and a chance to go back to St. Petersburg and play more games.
It really was a puzzling decision why you would throw to that strength of the lineup, especially after they'd had so long to think about it, 46 hours or something.
Yeah, Madden made a big deal about how, you know, he had things wired and he had a secret plan, you know, kind of like Nixon getting out of Vietnam, but he couldn't tell anybody. And when the game resumed, it turned out his secret plan was to do everything he could to maximize the chances of a Phillies win.
The Phillies bullpen really stepped up here, and I guess that's the takeaway for next season. The Phillies really can go into next season feeling pretty confident. Would you agree?
Well, yes and no. I mean, Madsen's going to be a stud for a long time. J.C. Romero, though, has been up and down his whole career. He alternates fantastic years with miserable years. And Brad Lidge was perfect this year. Nobody stays perfect in baseball. He's in next year. One thing you can absolutely say with complete confidence is that Brad Lidge will not have the same year he had this year.
Well, is Brad Lidge stuck with the Phillies? Is he solid with the Phillies under contract? Because there's certainly a lot of big-name teams like the Yankees and certainly the Mets who are looking for closers.
Yeah, but there are a couple other closers on the market that are going to get more interest. The obvious one being Francisco Rodriguez of Anaheim, and Houston Street of the A's is going to be shopped around by Billy Beane as he continues his ongoing fire sale.
Was there an MVP of this series?
Well, they gave it to Cole Hamels, and he's as good a choice as anybody, right? He started two games, won the first game handily, and kept them in the second game despite horrific pitching conditions. So, sure, why not? But in the conventional, you know, guy coming in and taking over the series, no, there really wasn't.
And you know, finally on the series, and I'll move on to the NFL, but I don't know why I would want to talk to you. You're in San Francisco. Why would you care about the NFL, right? But before we get off of the series here, the Rays really can hold their heads high this season. I mean, as much as you've kind of trashed their play in the series, they really did have a spectacular season.
I mean, no one, no one a year ago today would have bet that this is the end, would have been the end result of the World Championship Series.
Well, yes, of course, that's exactly right. They had a magnificent season. They had a bunch of chances to fold during the season, key injuries, a lot of pressure from the Red Sox. They never did. They played magnificently against the White Sox. They played one of the best postseason series in years in beating the Red Sox. They have all this incredible young talent. I mean, they have seven or eight guys who are going to be major league level starting pitchers next year. There's no team in baseball that has half that many.
And they've totally rewritten the script for the American League East. It's no longer just a boring Red Sox-Yankees contest all the way through the season. The Rays are absolutely in there.
And hopefully, maybe that will bring in some fans next year, since they had trouble filling the seats for most of the season.
Yeah, the attendance, the way baseball works is the real shot in the arm for attendance comes the year after you win, not the year you're actually winning. So, yeah, their attendance will almost certainly go up next year.
So, parting shot on the NFL and the NBA. NBA started their season, of course, this week. Not much to report there. And the NFL, it looks like the Colts are completely out of it at this point. Any sort of assessment of where we are?
Well, the thing that struck me about the NBA, to go back to that for just a second, is Greg Oden. I mean, kid.
Exactly.
He sits out all year last year, comes out ready to go. You know, the Trailblazers, people are talking about them as a team that can really move up this year. And the first thing that happens is, boom, he's out again.
Within minutes.
Yeah, it's just, you know, he's a good kid, and it just makes you feel sorry for him. And it's just a bad situation.
NFL, Colts, can they come back?
No. Done.
All right. Very good. Jeff Beresford Howe, a man of few words out there
Concise
in San Francisco.
Ending.
The dark NFL crater, we call San Francisco. Jeff, thanks so much for joining
us.
It's
so brutal out here. All right. Thank you very much.
Talking all things sports, Jeff Beresford Howe.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.